Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed by every little setback? Do you want to face life's challenges with calm, resilience, and unwavering determination? In this video, we're going to reveal 5 stoic strategies that will empower you to dominate any situation. Get ready to transform your life with the timeless wisdom of Stoicism. Step 1. Get better at listening carefully. Listening carefully involves more than just hearing words. It requires focus, attention, and a genuine interest in what the other person is saying. In the hectic pace of modern life, our ability to truly listen has become increasingly challenged. We are often distracted by our own thoughts, agendas, or the various stimuli vying for our attention. However, to dominate any situation, we must prioritize the practice of attentive listening. To become a better listener, it is essential to cultivate a mindset of openness and receptivity. This means setting aside our preconceived notions, judgments, and biases to truly engage with the speaker's words. By approaching conversations with a sense of curiosity and humility, we create space for meaningful dialogue to unfold. Moreover, effective listening involves being fully present in the moment. This requires putting away distractions such as phones, gadgets, or other tasks that may divide our attention. When we give our undivided focus to the speaker, we not only show respect for their perspective, but also increase our capacity to comprehend and empathize with their message. An important aspect of listening carefully is to avoid interrupting or formulating responses while the other person is speaking. Instead of mentally rehearsing what we intend to say next, we should concentrate on understanding the speaker's viewpoint and the emotions underlying their words. By allowing the speaker to express themselves fully without interruption, we create a supportive environment that encourages honest and open communication. Furthermore, active listening involves demonstrating empathy and compassion towards the speaker. This means not only paying attention to their words, but also being attuned to their feelings and nonverbal cues. By acknowledging the speaker's emotions and validating their experiences, we foster a sense of trust and emotional connection that lays the foundation for meaningful interaction. In addition, effective listening requires the skill of paraphrasing and reflecting back the speaker's words. This technique, known as reflective listening, involves summarizing the speaker's message in our own words to ensure accurate comprehension. By confirming our understanding of the speaker's words and emotions, we convey a sense of empathy and engagement that strengthens the quality of the conversation. Being a good listener entails asking thoughtful questions to clarify and deepen our understanding of the speaker's perspective. By showing genuine curiosity and seeking clarification when needed, we demonstrate our commitment to understanding the speaker's point of view fully. Asking open-ended questions encourages the speaker to expand on their thoughts and feelings, leading to more profound insights and connections. Another crucial aspect of listening carefully is to practice nonverbal communication skills, such as maintaining eye contact, nodding, and using facial expressions to signal attentiveness and engagement. Nonverbal cues play a significant role in conveying interest and empathy, enhancing the overall quality of communication. By paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal signals, we can better decode the underlying emotions and intentions behind the speaker's words. Cultivating self-awareness is vital in becoming a better listener. This involves recognizing our own biases, triggers, and emotional reactions that may hinder our ability to listen effectively. By practicing self-reflection and mindfulness, we can develop greater awareness of our internal responses and learn to manage them constructively in communication settings. By cultivating attentive listening, we enhance our understanding, empathy, and connection with others, paving the way for more meaningful and authentic interactions. Remember, true mastery begins with listening. So let's strive to be better listeners in every conversation we engage in. Step 2. Learn how to communicate without words. Understanding the art of communicating without words is a crucial skill that can make a significant impact on how we navigate through various situations in life. While verbal communication is important, the way we express ourselves non-verbally can often convey more about our intentions, emotions, and personality than words alone. Non-verbal communication encompasses a wide range of elements, including facial expressions, gestures, body language, posture, eye contact, and even the tone of our voice. These aspects play a significant role in how others perceive us and can influence the outcomes of our interactions. In the Stoic tradition, mastering the art of nonverbal communication is seen as a powerful means of asserting dominance in any situation, not through force or aggression, but through a calm and composed presence. One of the key components of nonverbal communication is body language. Our body language can reveal a great deal about our internal state, including our level of confidence, interest, and engagement. For example, standing tall with shoulders back and making eye contact conveys confidence and assertiveness, while slouching and avoiding eye contact may signal insecurity or disinterest. By paying attention to our body language and making conscious adjustments, we can project an image of strength and authority without saying a word. This can be particularly useful in situations where verbal communication may be challenging or ineffective, such as negotiations, conflict resolution, or public speaking. Another important aspect of non-verbal communication is facial expressions. Our faces are incredibly expressive, and subtle changes in facial expressions can communicate a wide range of emotions and intentions. A genuine smile can show warmth and friendliness, while a furrowed brow may indicate concern or disagreement. Learning to control our facial expressions and use them strategically can help us convey the right message in different situations. Maintaining a pleasant and attentive expression while listening to others can signal openness and empathy, fostering better communication and rapport. Gestures are also a powerful form of nonverbal communication. Whether we are using hand gestures to emphasize a point, nodding in agreement, or shaking our head in disagreement, gestures can add depth and nuance to our interactions. It is important to be mindful of the gestures we use and ensure they are appropriate and aligned with the message we want to convey. In addition to body language, posture plays a crucial role in non-verbal communication. How we carry ourselves physically can send strong signals about our confidence, authority, and emotional state. Sitting or standing up straight with an open posture conveys confidence and receptivity, while slumping or crossing our arms can create barriers and signal defensiveness. Eye contact is another key element of nonverbal communication that can influence how others perceive us. Maintaining good eye contact shows attentiveness, honesty, and respect for the person we are engaging with. It can help establish a connection and build trust, making our interactions more effective and meaningful. By mastering the art of nonverbal communication, we can project confidence, sincerity, and authority, even in challenging circumstances. Whether through body language, facial expressions, gestures, posture, or eye contact, our nonverbal cues can speak volumes about who we are and how we approach the world around us. By developing our awareness and control of these nonverbal signals, we can become more effective communicators and assert our presence with poise and grace, aligning with the Stoic ideal of dominating any situation through silent eloquence. Step 3. Be knowledgeable and share interesting facts. Knowledge is like a precious gem that shines bright, empowering us to tackle any situation with confidence and ease. In the realm of Stoicism, the philosophy that values inner strength and resilience, acquiring knowledge is considered a vital tool in mastering life's challenges. By constantly seeking to expand our knowledge and understanding, we arm ourselves with the necessary wisdom and insights to confront the complexities of the world around us. In the pursuit of knowledge, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities and growth. It is through learning that we broaden our perspectives, deepen our understanding, and enhance our problem-solving skills. When we make a conscious effort to continuously educate ourselves on a wide range of subjects, we become better equipped to face the uncertainties and obstacles that life throws our way. Being knowledgeable is not just about accumulating information. It is about developing a keen awareness of the world and honing our intellectual abilities. It involves sharpening our critical thinking skills, analyzing situations objectively, and drawing connections between various pieces of information. This intellectual agility allows us to approach challenges with clarity and resourcefulness, enabling us to make informed decisions and take effective actions. Being knowledgeable enables us to engage in meaningful conversations and exchange ideas with others. When we share interesting facts and information with those around us, we not only demonstrate our expertise, but also create opportunities for intellectual discourse and mutual learning. By being a source of valuable insights and engaging in discussions that stimulate curiosity and thought, we can foster stronger connections and build relationships based on shared interests and respect. Sharing interesting facts and information is a way to connect with others on a deeper level. When we offer tidbits of knowledge or share fascinating stories, we invite others to see the world through our eyes and gain new perspectives. This exchange of information creates a bond of curiosity and admiration, as others appreciate our willingness to impart valuable insights and enrich their understanding. When we share interesting facts, we invite others to participate in the joy of learning and discovery. By sparking curiosity and triggering intellectual engagement, we encourage others to explore new ideas, expand their horizons, and cultivate a thirst for knowledge. In sharing our passion for learning and our enthusiasm for sharing knowledge, we inspire others to embark on their own journeys of discovery and growth. Sharing interesting facts and information can also serve as a form of leadership and influence. When we demonstrate a deep understanding of a subject and present compelling insights, we position ourselves as knowledgeable and credible sources of information. This not only earns us respect and admiration, but also allows us to influence others positively and shape their thinking in a meaningful way. By embracing the pursuit of knowledge, we equip ourselves with the tools needed to confront any situation with confidence and insight. So, let us continue to seek knowledge, share our insights, and inspire others to join us on the journey of lifelong learning and discovery. Step 4. Show confidence and a positive attitude. Confidence and a positive attitude are powerful tools that can help you navigate through life's challenges with grace and resilience. By embodying these traits, you not only elevate yourself, but also influence the people around you in a positive way. In the realm of Stoic philosophy, showing confidence and maintaining a positive attitude are fundamental components of self-mastery and personal growth. To show confidence means to trust in your abilities, decisions, and convictions. It involves believing in yourself and having faith that you can handle whatever comes your way. When you exude confidence, you project an aura of certainty and assurance that can be perceived by others. This self-assuredness can inspire confidence in those around you and create a sense of security and stability in the face of uncertainty. One way to cultivate confidence is by practicing self-awareness and self-acceptance. Understand your strengths and weaknesses, acknowledge your limitations, and embrace your authentic self. By accepting yourself fully, you can build a strong foundation of self-confidence that is unshakable even in the midst of adversity. Confidence is also closely linked to competence. Continuously strive to improve your skills, knowledge, and expertise in your chosen pursuits. The more competent you become, the more confident you will feel in your abilities to overcome challenges and achieve your goals. Remember, confidence is not about being perfect, but about being willing to take risks, learn from failures, and grow from setbacks. In addition to confidence, maintaining a positive attitude is equally essential for navigating life's ups and downs. A positive attitude involves approaching situations with optimism, resilience, and a solutions-oriented mindset. Instead of dwelling on problems, focus on finding solutions and opportunities for growth and improvement. Cultivating a positive attitude requires practicing gratitude, reframing negative thoughts, and embracing a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. By shifting your perspective from what is lacking to what is abundant in your life, you can cultivate a sense of optimism and hope that can sustain you during challenging times. A positive attitude is contagious. It can uplift those around you and create a ripple effect of positivity in your personal and professional relationships. When you approach interactions with kindness, empathy, and a genuine desire to uplift others, you not only foster a sense of connection and camaraderie, but also inspire others to adopt a similar positive outlook in their own lives. Turn Stoic philosophy. Showing confidence and maintaining a positive attitude are seen as acts of virtue and wisdom. By embodying these traits, you align yourself with the Stoic ideal of living in harmony with nature and cultivating inner peace and equanimity. Remember, true strength and resilience come not from external circumstances, but from within, from the depths of your character and the quality of your thoughts and actions. By embracing these qualities, you can navigate life's challenges with grace, courage, and resilience, and inspire others to do the same. Remember, confidence is a choice, and a positive attitude is a mindset. Choose wisely, and watch how you can dominate any situation with Stoic wisdom and resilience. Step 5. Practice the art of storytelling. Storytelling is a timeless art that captivates hearts and minds. In Stoicism, the skill of storytelling is valued for its ability to inspire, educate, and motivate others. By mastering the art of crafting compelling narratives that resonate with our audience, we can weave a tapestry of emotions, insights, and lessons that captivate and influence those around us. Through the power of storytelling, we can dominate any situation with influence and impact. By embracing these 5 Stoic ways to dominate any situation, we can cultivate a mindset of resilience, strength, and mastery that empowers us to navigate life's challenges with courage and wisdom. Drawing from the rich teachings of Stoic philosophy, we can unlock our inner potential, inspire greatness in others, and lead with purpose and influence. Remember, in the words of Marcus Aurelius, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." Realize this, and you will find strength. Embrace the Stoic way and dominate any situation that comes your way.